Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. And ladies and gentlemen, way back in the beginning, in our first chapter of Genesis and in the life of our business, in the beginning, that first chapter would have had, if we were writing that about our business, we would have the name Karen Kerrigan in there, because she was part of our very first little gaggle of guests who joined us within the first couple of weeks of being on the air. And she is, as you heard me say before, nobody does more for small business pound for pound than Karen Kerrigan. She's the president and the founder of Small Business Entrepreneurship Council. And I'm not sure I said that right. They got a new name, and it always trips me up. But she's our good friend. She's also the founder of We Inc., Women's Entrepreneurs, We Inc., and which is a great new organization that I'm really proud of her for. And she attended both days, I think, of the President's Economic Council last week. And I've asked her to come back and talk to us a little bit more about that. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
During this holiday season.
Right. Right? It's good. It's always good to have you back. Yeah, the holiday season. We have to say it correctly, don't we?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Oh, you know, I don't know what I think about that. But, I mean, I still feel very comfortable saying Merry Christmas. And, you know, to those, who are Jewish, Happy Hanukkah and mm-hmm. Happy Holidays. So, it's the holiday season for sure, but when I refer to the specific holiday, I'm big on Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everyone keeps saying the holidays become too materialistic, and we forgot what the season's all about. So it's Merry Christmas, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Indeed. Well, but it is troubling when we see so much of the diversity issue taking over the whole season, you know?
Well, you know, it, for me, it's not as much as that as just, the imposition of those who think that, that people are offended, that we shouldn't include, the Christmas part in. If we truly were diverse and respected each other's opinions, then no one should be bringing that up, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Where's the tolerance? Shouldn't diversity have a healthy dose of tolerance, too?
Absolutely. That is, I think, the issue and the guidepost and the principle that we all should be adhering to. So.
Absolutely. Karen, you joined us for just a few minutes last week. I asked you to give us a little bit of an on the scene report of the President's Economic Council that he had, Economic Summit, I should say, that he had last week. And you joined us for a few minutes just to give us a little bit of a quick report. But I wanted you to come back and spend a little more time with us about that. And you were there both days, I think.
I was. Attended many of the sessions and also was a panelist on the healthcare panel. Certainly I was there for the president's ending speech on Thursday, where he sort of summarized, what was discussed through all the sessions. And as I listened to him summarizing actually what took place, I mean, you could tell it wasn't, sort of a pre-cut speech, that, actually he and his team, and largely his team, really did follow the discussion during the conference sessions, which were summarized in his speech on where we needed to go with respect to policy to secure our economic future, which was the theme of the conference. So it was, it was great. I was at the Waco Summit as well. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, even though folks called it a photo op and, this was just sort of a bunch of yes men, or women, or whatever you might call us in Waco, that truly there were, action items from that conference that was implemented in the Congress and that made its way to the president's desk. And I think the same is going to be said with this as well.
Well, and when that happened, of course, it was the run up to an election year. And right. so the you know the people on the other side of the aisle are always going to take the shots. That's politics. But it was
in 2002, you know, midway. But I got to tell you, you know, no one, and it's like, oh, everyone was sort of told what to say, and these are all people that agree with them. Well, of course, there are going to be people that, in principle, agree on where they should go. But certainly, no one called me up and said, look, this is what you should be doing.
I don't want to hear that conversation because I can't imagine anybody telling Karen, even thinking to tell Karen Kerrigan what to say.
Well, I think I have that rap inside the Beltway.
I think it's deserved, too, and I think you ought to be. And you know what, Karen? That's what I love about you. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the president of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the president and the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's SBEcouncil.org. Did I say that right, Karen?
You did.
SBEcouncil.org. I really encourage you to check out their website, folks. It's really an important site. If you agree with me that we either have to get involved in politics to help just to shape the way politics affects us or take whatever somebody gives us. If you believe that and you want to take what everybody else gives, what the politicians give us, then you'll become part of the SBE Council's organization and join their group and help Karen and her organization to talk to these politicians, to talk to these regulators, and to make sure that they realize that everything that they do almost has a direct impact on mine and your profitability, mine and your ability to stay in business. And Karen, for all the things you do for small business, and you do a lot, we thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's an honor to serve in this capacity, that's for sure.
They're worthy folks to work for, aren't they, small business owners?
Oh, gosh, they make it happen. They, yep. You know, risk everything they have in many cases to pursue their dreams and create jobs and add to our economic growth and capacity and competitiveness. So, you know, we should be honoring entrepreneurs every day, and that's what we try to do through our work.
And I really hope, folks, that when you get to the site there, you'll look up the scorecard on the website there, where they identify how each one of the members of Congress voted, each one of your delegation, each member of your delegation, how they voted on the various issues. That's a very interesting little bit of information there. So be sure to check that out. Karen, let's talk some more about the economic summit, the summit that happened. What are the three or four main things that the president wanted to talk about? It had to be tax reform, had to be health care. What else?
Social Security reform and health care. Those are sort of the four, you know, key issues that were discussed. I mean, certainly
tort reform.
Tort reform is huge. I mean, that's where he personally wanted to go to that session, which shows you where it is on his priority scale. And he talked a lot about how we needed to reform the system, because our tort costs in this country are the highest of any mm-hmm. country, and they do really snuff out the dreams of many business owners and entrepreneurs. So that was a key issue. Second to that, but I'm not ranking these, of course, was tax reform and the need to make the tax cuts permanent and those that are already on the books right now with respect to marginal rates and death taxes and all the other tax relief items that were a part of the two packages that he signed in his first term. So that was, he was very adamant about that, and we agree. And then simplifying, the system. He's got this advisory committee to the Treasury that he's going to be putting together that are going to make recommendations for simplification. And as you know, Jim, that's incredibly important for small firms.
Well, it is. And Karen, our friend Steve Forbes had a great article in the Wall Street Journal this week. It was a letter to Treasury Secretary John Snow, and here's a quote. Here's Steve Forbes' position, and I want to ask your thoughts on this. He talks about the federal income tax, Steve does, and he says, get rid of it, start over. Replace it with a flat tax that has very generous and refundable credits for adults and children. The current system is an abomination.
He did, and I could just hear Steve saying that, you know, in all his speeches.
He said that on this show before.
Yep, and in 96, I mean, I just picture him across the table from me saying that, and it is so true. You know, on our website, we have a couple things of interest. You know, we've been fighting on this issue for a long time, but one, you know, Ray Keating, our chief economist, put together a piece called Renewing the Great Tax Debate, where we sort of look at the various systems that, you know, would be under consideration by the Congress and rate them. And secondly, my latest column in the American City Business Journal talks to some of the key, you know, tax strategists and advocates in Washington through a Q&A session, Grover Norquist, John Bertude, Jim Glassman, and our own Ray Keating.
John was on earlier this week.
And for them to share their thoughts on sort of where we're going on this issue, what expectations should small businesses have. So those are two new resources that are on the website that people might want to check out at sbecouncil.org.
You know, what do you think about the chances in the next 4 years of if not getting there, but making serious progress to doing what Steve said, abolishing the current tax system?
You know, the article that I do on the website sort of gives folks a view of this, but, you know, quite frankly, you know, I think with the advisory commission, the way that it's set up, I think it's a good idea. You know, but where I think we're going to go with this is that, you know, we will make the current tax cuts permanent. And then after that, there'll be some, you know, we're not going to start over. I just don't think that's going to happen over the next 4 years.
Has there ever been a president, though, better positioned to do that than George Bush?
No, but, you know, I think he can make tremendous progress. And this is a process, Jim, as you know. I've been around this town for a long time. And every inch or yard that the president can make in sort of bringing us towards a more simplified system in terms of, you know, taxing income only once and simplifying the system brings us closer to overhauling the tax code. So, you know, I just think this is a process that we're going to have to continue to pursue for a while.
But we need to get to the point where these tax cuts are permanent, including making the death tax totally go away in 2010.
Absolutely, and that would be tremendous.
And never coming back.
You're right. Well, right. You know, it's like I could hear that. You know, that noise in those scary movies. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, it's got to go away.
Also taxing productivity, like and investment and savings. We got to try to avoid that. I want to get you to come back and talk to us some more about this right after these messages. It's Tin Tail. Karen Kerrigan is our guest and our good friend. She's the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. Please go there today. You won't regret it.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it.
Night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only we'll see.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the chairman of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. That's sbecouncil.org. And also the founder of an outstanding women's organization, Women Entrepreneurs, Inc.
Yeah.
And that's we-inc.com. Is that right? .org.
.org.
We-inc.org.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on next year as well. Just, it's going to be fun. Actually, I'm going to be in January. The Harvard Business School has its most dynamic women in business conference, and I'll be speaking on the entrepreneurship panel with several outstanding women CEOs of, you know, growing companies. And that information is on the website at we-inc.org.
Will you join us after that and give us a report on how that
works? Yes, absolutely.
I'd like to have that.
Absolutely. And our Flex Options for Women, actually it's going to be called Flex Options for Business now. We are basically expanding, although certainly all business owners were welcome to be a part of the teleconference, be a part of the project. We are, you know, with the name will basically reflect our what we want to do is to reach more business owners with, you know, instituting flexibility in the workplace. So that will be, that's been renewed through next year as well. So there's a lot of fun things going on.
Karen, the C-SPAN is going to continue to carry replays of the summit, aren't they?
They are.
Good for
and
them.
That was the brilliance, I think, of the White House. You know, they think they saw that nothing really was going on, and so C-SPAN would be running that thing continuously. But, no, the C-SPAN will continue to run the economic conference. But also, if you just go to cspan.org, you'll see White House conference, and you can click into it, and it can play on your computer as well. But also, if folks want to get a summary of the remarks that I made at the economic conference on the healthcare panel, they can go to our website at sbecouncil.org, and you'll see key summary points made by Karen Kerrigan. So we've summarized my key points to let people know, you know, what we thought was important to articulate from a small business perspective with Secretary Thompson moderating that panel.
We talked about health care the other day a little bit, but talk to us a little bit about the Social Security reform things that happened.
Yeah, this is another area where the president, you know, is putting his political capital. As you know, he said he's got some political capital and he plans to spend it. And this is one area where I think he really wants to make a difference. I think he's very committed to it because financially, we are on a train wreck with that program. Mm-hmm. So from a small business perspective, I mean, we're going to be very much focused on this issue because, you know, in order to secure our economic future, again, the theme of the conference, and to make sure that entrepreneurship continues in this country, we've got to reform the system. Basically, what we would have to raise payroll taxes to such an extent in the future where that would have it would be a huge, huge barrier to entrepreneurship in the future. So we are supporting the personal savings accounts, allowing individuals,
if they choose,
we're not making them,
right.
They choose to invest a portion of their Social Security into a payroll, into their own type of investment system, and that they'll get a better return on that investment,
Karen,
than the government could ever provide.
Let's put this in perspective, folks. 40 or so years ago, what was it, 20 or 30 people paying for every one person receiving?
Yeah,
today,
now it's
3.3 to 1. 3.3 people pay for every person who's receiving, and it's in a very soon, sometime in the next 10 years, I think, that's going to go to 2.2 people paying for everyone. So it's going to eventually, folks, get to the point where you're going to, you know, each one of us is going to adopt a Social Security person, and we pay for their health care, for their retirement.
Right.
It's got to be fixed, folks. She's right. It's the Social Security system is a train wreck that just hasn't happened yet.
Right, but everyone knows it's happening, so there's no reason not to act, and that's what the president shared at the conference. He's like, we know demographically we can't handle this.
It's demographically bankrupt.
That's what leadership is all about, is taking on these challenges now and addressing them and not handing them off, you know, to the next administration or the next Congress.
He can't
do
that.
And certainly not the next generation.
He can't do that. Nobody is better positioned in my memory to make these things happen and to get them on an even keel. Healthcare, Social Security, tax reform, tort reform, et cetera, than George Bush.
Absolutely. You know, and he's proven that Social Security is no longer a third rail.
That's right.
You know, he ran on it. Other members ran on it. And look, they were elected because everyone knows there's something wrong with the system.
It can be touched. Karen, give us your website again, please.
Two websites. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council is sbecouncil.org. Please sign up for our email.
Yes.
Please join us. And then Women Entrepreneurs Inc., we-inc.org.
Karen,
happy holidays.
You're the
Merry
best.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year. We'll see you next month. You're going to come back next month.
I will.
Thanks. See you later.
Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.